Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Wall Street Journal headline needs interpretation. DeepSeek offers bioweapons, self-harm information, says the Wall Street Journal. Subhead, testing shows the Chinese app is more likely than other AIs to give instructions to do dangerous things. Bioweapons. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome the author of Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life, Brandon Weikert. Brandon, a very good evening to you. Bioweapon at DeepSeek. DeepSeek, we all recall, was the startup that roiled the markets when it announced that it had matched the results of ChatGPT, the large language model that is dominating the AI discussion these days worldwide. It had matched the output of ChatGPT at a pittance of a cost. That was very upsetting then. Less upsetting now because there have been qualifications. But I want to check with this bioweapon. What are they talking about? Why would DeepSeek do that? Good evening to you, Brandon.
Well, good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thanks for having me. They would do that because basically the Chinese tech sector is a Frankenstein's monster. On the one hand, they will censor anything related to Tiananmen Square, but they have no problem with, as you noted, creating programs that will teach people how to harm themselves more effectively or how to build bioweapons that will kill countless people. This is the unfortunate byproduct of decades of industrial espionage directed against the United States, our high tech sector, but also in the case of the pharmaceutical and kind of biotech sector, our firms willingly partnering with Chinese bio firms to develop, what they think is effective vaccine processes. But in fact, it actually turns out to be weaponized, as we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Gordon, you have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, TikTok has videos on self-harm, illicit drug use, fomenting violence on American streets. This sounds like part of a orchestrated Communist Party program to weaken the West. And although AI is very different than TikTok, it seems part of the same program. Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree. It is entirely part of a movement on the part of the Chinese Communist Party to basically undermine the West. TikTok does it to our mental health. This new AI program is doing it also to our mental health as well. It will be teaching people how to basically create bioweapons, how to harm others as well as themselves. This is part of a definite movement to weaken the West by using our reliance on technology to do it.
DeepSeek, remarks these days are not as glowing as they were in those first days of market excitement. For example, on the Financial Times in these last hours, I've heard remarks pointing to the false reporting of DeepSeek about how little money they spend, the false reporting of DeepSeek about using training at other large language models such as ChatGPT to train their DeepSeek model. In other words, they left out the important bits that said this is borrowing, let's be polite here, borrowing of technology already developed. Is that consistent with DeepSeek not being a disciplined outfit thrown together, as Gordon suggests, an operation and not a startup?
Well, we know that it was a lab. You know, that's that's a key distinction. The group that developed DeepSeek came out of a lab, not a startup. And I know that they've tried to rebrand themselves as a startup, but that's slightly different. I think the key thing to understand, though, when we're talking Chinese tech sector, they steal from each other. They have no problem stealing from us, because in the Chinese tech sector, if you are creating an innovative product and your competitor in China wants to create it first, they will pilfer both your product and your engineers. And so they have, this is part of their kind of MO.
Gordon, you have a question.
Brandon, DeepSeek is open source, which means everyone can look at the algorithm. And that means people will be able to take this algorithm as a practical matter and improve upon it.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that we will have throughout the world, not just in China, not just in the United States, everyone coming up with much better AI. And it's going to be like a new model every week or so is going to improve on the previous ones. Is that where this is going, or is there going to be something that will stop that process?
No, this is probably what you described is probably going to happen. The thing is, I said this to John a couple weeks ago. I maintain this. To me, what DeepSeek did was the equivalent of what China did to America's solar industry in the 2012s. I believe that DeepSeek was really an economic hit job. They wanted to force a correction of America's one of its only real innovative industries remaining after years of deindustrialization, which is the tech sector. I think they wanted to force a major correction by announcing the DeepSeek and by framing it the way they did. And I think, in fact, that is what happened. You remember there was a major correction that followed, notably with NVIDIA's stock. Now, it wasn't enough to collapse it, but it was a correction, and it forced a lot of people to kind of reorient in the industry, and now they're pushing back on it. But I do believe this was an economic hit conducted by the Chinese Communist Party.
What can be done about a bioweapon that you can put together as if you're the Hardy Boys? Can that be can that be blocked, or are we helpless?
The only thing we could do would be to block the DeepSeek technology, but we can't even block TikTok. You know, the current president was convinced by Kellyanne Conway, who was representing TikTok, to not ban the social media app, and he didn't. And I worry that the Chinese will be able to get another influencer in Trump's circle to do the same with DeepSeek if that ever came up.
I think the answer is nothing can be done. Is that correct?
Nothing. Yeah.
So what we have is an irresponsible and illegitimate sovereignty, the People's Republic of China, spreading violence around the planet and putting it into the hands of immature people. Is that what we've got here?
Yes, and weaponizing it as well. Yes.
Gordon, is there any reason that this should be permitted, that it shouldn't be challenged by every other government?
Well, it should certainly be banned, and the president has the authority to do that under the International Powers Economic International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977. There, I got it. but the point is, this information is out in the open, so the punishments have got to be asymmetric, so tariffs or something else that really hurt the Chinese, and so give them an incentive not to do this again. But this is, I think, basically deathmatch. That's the only way this is going to be solved, with the end of the People's Republic of China.
Gordon Chang.
That's an unfortunate thing, but I think that's where we're going.
Gordon Chang, Brandon Weikert, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.